Hare Krishna. Every ending is also a beginning. Sometimes when we have some good experiences, say we go on some pilgrimage, we attend some very good talks, we go for a retreat, we don't feel like that good thing should come to an end. And we feel that, oh, why is this coming to an end? And the important thing to know is that, yes, in this world things are temporary, good things will come to an end. But every ending is also a beginning. The Bhagavad Gita expands this vision to what could be considered the ultimate end, that is death. When we die, it's just like everything that we have lived for is over, it is gone. But the Bhagavad Gita says it is not gone. In 2.22, it says that death is an event that happens only to the body. And for the soul, it is actually not an ending, it is also a beginning. Vasam sijirnani yatha vihaya navani grihnati naroparani tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani sanyati navani dehi. So just as a person, when their clothes become worn out, they cast aside the clothes and wear new clothes, set of clothes. Similarly, the soul gives up an old body and takes up a new body. This implies that for the soul, death is an ending. It's an ending of living in a particular body, of wearing a particular bodily dress. But it's also a beginning of acquiring a new bodily dress. So existence is cyclic. Now, we see when the day ends, night begins. When night ends, day begins. When summer ends, say the rainy season begins. Or depending on which part of the world we are in, when one season ends, another season begins. So every ending is a beginning. There is nothing such as an absolute end. And that's why there is no need to become unnecessarily disturbed by an ending. So these two concomitant ideas. First is that material existence is cyclic and nothing here is permanent. When one thing ends, another begins. But from the spiritual perspective, there is an additional important insight that we are souls, we are ourselves eternal, and we have an eternal relationship with Krishna, the all-attractive Supreme Soul. And whatever situations we are put in, whether they are environmental, whether they are physical, whether they are in terms of the bodily habitation that we have, all of them are ultimately opportunities to serve, opportunities to know Krishna, to love Krishna, and to go closer to Him. So, when one good thing ends, say we go for a spiritual retreat and we have very good experiences over there, now that is an end, but then we can see that also as a beginning. Right now, what I have learned, now I have an opportunity to live it in my life. What I have heard and experienced, the sweetness of Krishna, I can also experience that same Krishna's presence while interacting with the world. I can see Krishna's hand in the world. I can serve Krishna in the world. So, we can see every situation as an opportunity to expand our awareness of the presence of Krishna, of the opportunity to serve Krishna, to realize the inclusiveness of the jurisdiction of Krishna. With this vision, every ending will become a beginning. Our life will always be fresh, no matter what changes, no matter what we lose, no matter what is taken away. Still, with this positive attitude of loving service to Krishna, we will always be positively oriented. And every ending, we will be able to see positively as a beginning. And when we live thus in the mood of service to Krishna, the ending of our body at death will be a beginning, not just of another life, but of eternal life with Krishna in His personal abode. Thank you. Hare Krishna.